Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell, Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Monday, April 26th. And most of you know that we ended yesterday our message that completed chapter number 2 of our study of 1 John. We'll pick that back up next week. We do have Radio Marathon this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, so we won't be having our broadcast on Thursday and Friday. So I've got a special 2-day sermon that we're going to be playing today. On today's broadcast, I'm going to be playing a special sermon by the late Dr. Ronnie Sutton. Brother Sutton passed away this past Friday, had his funeral yesterday, and we miss him. I'm telling you, we miss him already. But I look back, this was the last time that he preached here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. It was this past August in our annual missions meeting, and Brother Sutton preaching from Matthew chapter number 7 and verse number 24. He's preaching a sermon by the title, The Sayings of Jesus. The Sayings of Jesus. As he begins the message, you will notice that he makes a joke about his wife. The fact they've been married 63 years. He passed away. He was 81 years old. And what a blessing. What a blessing. But you'll notice that he has a little trouble seeing, a little trouble getting his words together there at the beginning of the message. But I trust the message to be a blessing to you nonetheless. And as I said, the late Dr. Ronnie Sutton preached this past August. We're going to air the first part of the message today and the second part tomorrow as we're getting ready for our marathon. So I'm going to have a song and then the message by Dr. Ronnie Sutton.
Well, thank you, Brother Farrell. Open your Bibles to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7. Well, it's always a joy to be here at Island Ford Baptist Church and have fellowship with preachers and also enjoy the good preaching of the Word and the good fellowship we have.
Amen.
I was thinking coming up the road today, you know, this is my part of the country.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I was born about down below Paducah in a town called Berkeley. My wife was born in a town called Bardville, 7 miles apart. And we finally met one day, and she asked me to marry her, and I told her I would if she did not ask me again. Now, she's been here, she wouldn't like that, but somebody today asked me, said, how long have you and your wife been married? Is she still living? I said, she's still living. We've been married 63 years.
Amen.
And I'm sure we'll stay together till one of us leaves here, maybe both of us. Maybe we'll leave together. You can't never tell, but anyway. And I thank the Lord for his good salvation. Thank the Lord for saving me back 1961.
Amen.
Amen. Salvation is the most important thing in life.
Yes, sir.
And I like the old time way.
Right.
The old time salvation. We're living in days of what you call new gospel and new salvation, but I'm thankful that I'm acquainted with and associated with those that believe in the old time way.
Amen.
And when you come here, you'll hear the old time way, the old time preaching, and I appreciate the privilege to be here in the service tonight.
Amen.
Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, and I'm going to read a few verses here. I can't see as well as I once did, but I still see enough to read. Somebody the other day, I told them, church of the day, I said, I can still read, but I just can't see as well as I used to. But I got me a bold print Bible and got me some bifocals, and I do fairly well every now and then. But if I run up on a word I can't see, I just clear my phone and keep it going. Amen. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, let me begin in verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was found upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. The rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine.
Yeah.
Read that verse again. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. I want to preach a little bit tonight on the sayings of Jesus.
Mm.
I read somewhere years ago, I'm thinking... I don't really know whose book it was, so I won't say. But the writer made this statement. He said, listen, Jesus is talking.
Amen.
And so, listen, Jesus is talking.
Amen.
The words of our Lord astonished that crowd because they were authoritative words.
Amen.
They were not the words of a mere man, but our Lord had said before, the words I speak unto you are not my words,
right. But
they are the words of my Father which sent me.
Right.
So our Lord's sayings and our Lord's words astonished that crowd because he spoke with authority and not as the scribes and Pharisees.
Yeah.
And by the way, his sayings still astonish people.
That's
Bible doctrine still astonishing people.
Yes, sir.
Especially the religious crowd. This crowd here was astonished.
Yeah.
See, they felt like that they were, in other words, I would say it this way, at the top of the ladder as far as being enlightened and knowing all about God and all about the things of God and the doctrines of God. When our Lord preached to them, they would make statements like this, we're not born of fornication.
Right.
In other words, we are Abraham's children.
Yep.
Oh, they loved Abraham, and they talked about Abraham being their father. They said, we'll obey the writings of Moses. But our Lord said, if you would, hear the writings of Moses and obey them, you'd hear me before he spoke of me.
Amen.
I like what our Lord said to that crowd when they bragged about Abraham. He said, well, you know what? Before Abraham was, I am.
Amen.
And then also he reminded them that he was the one that God had sent to the world, and also they need to believe. There's a verse I want to use first of all tonight. It's found in John's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 24, where our Lord said to this crowd, if ye believe not that I'm he, ye shall die in your sins.
Yeah,
right. As Lord said, they believed in Abraham, they believed in Moses, or they said, we believe the Scripture. But our Lord said, you search the Scriptures when you think you have eternal life, and there they testify me,
right.
And you will not come to me, you might have life. So when you think about that, our Lord said, if you believe not I'm he, you will die in your sins. That astonished them.
Yes, sir.
That was strange doctrine. But it's true doctrine. And that truth that our Lord spoke, he made the statement, you shall know the truth. The truth will make you free.
Amen.
If the truth makes you free, you'll be free indeed.
Amen.
See, that crowd didn't believe that Jesus was the Son of God. They didn't believe that. That's why when he was crucified, they walked by and they said, if thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross and we'll believe thee. They didn't believe he is the Son of God. But our Lord said to them, if you believe not am he, you'll die in your sins.
Right.
Now you believe in Abraham, you may believe in Moses, and you may talk about loving the Scripture. But unless you believe that I am the Son of God,
yes. You'll
die in your sins.
Yes, that's right.
And that's still true tonight to this religious world and to this liberal crowd. And that is, you may talk about religion, believe in religion, but unless you believe that Jesus is who he said he is, you'll die in your sins.
Yes, amen.
So our Lord said, if you believe not I'm he, you'll die in your sins. They didn't believe he was the Son of God. They did not believe that he was the Lamb of God. They didn't believe. They didn't believe that. That's why that they said he had a devil.
Yep.
That's why they said he was a Samaritan. And that's why they made the statement that he was a deceiver and wasn't worthy to live. No, they did not believe he is the Lamb of God because they chose Barabbas instead of Jesus when they made that choice.
Right.
If you believe not I am the Lamb of God that's come to take away the sin of the world, you'll die in your sins.
Yes, sir.
That's still true tonight.
Yes, sir.
It may be astonishing, strange doctrine to some people. And that's why that you and I that are saved and believe the Bible, have old-fashioned salvation, we do not believe that you go your way and I'll go mine, and we'll all get to heaven at the same time. No, we don't believe that. You don't go your way, you don't go my way, you go God's way, and God's way is only one way. And that one way is the blood-bought way, and that way is Calvary, and there is no other way. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There's a fountain filled from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners that plumb beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Our Lord said to Egypt or to Israel in the long ago, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Amen.
Oh, they didn't believe he was the Lamb of God, but they said, crucify him, crucify him. Let his blood be upon us and our children. And God took them the word.
Amen.
So Jesus said this now. Listen, Jesus is talking. If you believe not I'm he, you shall die in your sins.
Yes, sir.
He said to them, if you do not believe I'm the Son of God, you have no hope for heaven. If you do not believe that I'm the Lamb of God, you'll die in your sins. And I could go on and on and on.
Yeah.
Our Lord said to them, if you believe not that I'm the Savior of the world.
Yeah.
See, the Jews were kindly prejudiced toward the Gentiles. You know that, don't you? Well, they felt like, you know, if anybody makes it, Lord, surely we will. We're God's chosen people, and we are, in other words, his special people. But see, our Lord came to save all sinners. He came to seek and to save the lost. He came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And that crowd didn't feel like they needed repentance. But our Lord said that day when they went to him and said, we want to talk to you about a certain kind of people. In other words, what they've done. Our Lord said, I want to say something to you. Except you repent, you'll die in your sins.
Right. That's right.
Jesus' sins.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, you'll die in your sins if you don't repent.
Yep.
Now, I'm not going to talk about that tonight, but that's been a subject that's been thrown around and some so-called fundamentalists have undermined it, denied it, made light of it, poked fun at it. But you'll repent or perish.
That's right.
Amen.
Our Lord said, except you repent.
Right.
And that's still Bible doctrine. It's astonishing, it's strange, astonishing to people.
Yep.
Man.
They don't like that repentance.
Right.
They don't like that doctrine.
Yeah.
And I'll not deal with that, but that first verse in John chapter 8 and verse 24, if you believe not I'm he, you will die in your sins. Jesus is talking.
Amen.
The next verse I want us to notice is found in Luke chapter 9, verse 26, where our Lord said, he is ashamed of me and my words in this sinful and adulterous generation, I'll be ashamed of him in the judgment. And those are the words of Jesus. If you be ashamed of me and my words. You can't separate the Lord Jesus from his word.
Right.
Oh, I see people all the time, half through these years, and they religious, and they, in other words, even run around with sayings on their clothes, Jesus is Lord. But I look at their clothes, I find out he's not their Lord.
Yeah.
If he is their Lord, they dress up.
Right.
If he is their Lord, they'd cover up.
Right.
And they run around talking about, in other words, I'm not ashamed of Jesus. Well, they put bumper stickers out and everything else. They're not ashamed of him, but the way they live prove they are.
Right.
Our Lord said, if you be ashamed of me and my words in this sinful and adulterous generation, I am going to be ashamed of you.
Right.
You know one of the things our Lord said to his people? Let your light so shine that men might see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Yes, sir.
And that's why the Lord left us here.
Right.
And that is for our light to shine.
Yes, sir.
In other words, we are a shining light in a dark world.
Yes, sir.
Our Lord said, while I was here, I was the light of the world, but since I'll be leaving, you'll be the light of the world. And Paul said that we are children of light and not children of darkness.
Right.
So our Lord said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you.
Yep.
Now that doctrine astonishes people.
Right.
You mean to tell me that I can't go to heaven just because in other words, don't obey the Bible. Don't try to obey what the truth says. Now, our Lord said this. He said, he that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto a wise man.
That's right.
That built his house upon a rock. But he said, he that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, I will liken unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand.
Yes,
now, notice what that scripture says. The Bible said the rains descended, the floods came and beat up on that house on the rock, but it didn't fall.
Right.
The same rain,
yep.
The same flood,
right.
Same wind,
yep.
Blew up on that house on the rock and it stood. But it blew up on that house on the sand and it fell.
Right.
There are two kinds of people in our world. There are those that are wise and those that are foolish.
Right.
Now, man may think he's wise because he's graduated from the universities and colleges and have DDs and PhDs and LLDs.
Yeah.
But if he's not saved and believes not that Jesus is the Savior and therefore is ashamed of him, he's a foolish man.
Right.
Now, he may be wise in the eyes of the world. Folks may recognize him as great and renowned. But our Lord said, you're foolish.
Right. Yeah.
But a man may not even have a high school or... In other words, education. A man up yonder somewhere that we don't even know about, will not know about until we get to heaven, may not even be able to read much. But if he's saved and building upon that rock, because he heard the sayings of Jesus and believed those sayings and obeyed those sayings and trusted Jesus, and it's not a shame, he's a wise man.
Amen.
He's a wise man.
Right.
There are a lot of people in our world that are foolish, but thank God there's some that are wise. So the first verse tells us that our Lord said to that crowd, now listen, you talk about believing in Abraham, talk about believing in Moses, talk about believing in Scripture, but if you believe not I'm He, you're going to die in your sins.
Right.
I don't care how much you believe in Abraham, how much you believe in Moses, I don't care how much you talk about you believe in the Scripture, but He said, search them and they testify of me, and you'll not come to me, you'll have mine have life.
Right.
And so He said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. I want to say a few more words and I'll be through. In the book of Romans, chapter 10 and verse 11, the Apostle Paul, by the same Spirit our Lord spoke. And by the way, that's true.
That is right.
Our Lord was speaking with the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Paul, same, spoke with the Holy Spirit. Paul said in Romans, chapter 10, verse 11, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed.
Amen.
Now that's strange doctrine. And that's astonishing to some people. That whosoever.
Yeah.
Well, they say some folks got saved and loves Jesus. And therefore, boy, they're bold about loving the Lord and bold. But, you know, some folks get saved and don't ever tell it.
Mm.
Now, where'd you read that in the Bible?
Right. Yeah.
Brother Shepherd here a while back, that meeting we was in Evan, Virginia. That pastor made a statement that I had never thought very much about, but it's true. He said, this crowd talking about people getting saved, you got to disciple them. Well,
yeah.
I know where he was going. Now, you do go in grace.
Sure.
But listen, when you get born again, you don't need to be discipled 6 months to know what's wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going to prove that from the Bible.
Yeah.
I want to give you the proof from the Word of God that those that believe in Jesus are not ashamed, and it's evident in their life that they have been with Him.
Right.
Yeah.
Paul said, if you believe in Him, you'll not be ashamed.
Amen.
Right.
I want to give you a few, what is good to state in the Bible.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us that in John's Gospel, chapter 9, remember those? So, I mean, I'm not going to give you anything new. I don't know anything new. I don't have anything original. In other words, I just give you syrupy, pure minds, boy, remembrance.
Amen.
Remember John chapter 9? A little boy was born blind.
Yeah.
And our Lord anointed his eyes and sent him, and he washed in the pool, and the Bible said, received his sight.
Amen.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. So we're going to have to break in the message right there. But Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow and continue this message. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.